USA News, I'm Lance Prime. A train carrying hazardous materials derailed in northern Arizona last night. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened just north of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, near the border of California. The train derailed at the Topac Bridge near Interstate 40, but there was no indication that the potentially dangerous chemicals on board have leaked. Authorities have not yet reported any injuries or deaths relating to the derailment. The Biden administration is demanding that TikTok's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the video sharing app or face a possible U.S. ban of the app. The move represents a major shift in policy as part of the administration, which has been under fire from some Republicans who say it hasn't taken a tough enough stance to address the suspected security threat from TikTok's data gathering. Credit Suisse has announced they will borrow up to 50 billion Swiss francs from the Swiss National Bank under a covered loan facility, as well as a short-term liquidity facility. After two banks failed in the United States last weekend, Credit Suisse is one of 30 global financial institutions that the International Financial Stability Board says is too big to fail. House Republicans move forward with a congressional hearing at the U.S.-Mexico border this week, despite the absence of Democrats.
Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, questioned U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz as part of the hearing in Far Texas near the border. Ortiz answered in the affirmative, saying, no, Homeland Security does not have control of the entire southern border. Democratic members of the committee boycotted the hearing, claiming that Republicans were only trying to score political points, holding it outside of Washington, D.C. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Today is National Panda Day. I mean, come on, who doesn't love a panda? Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Florida beaches are going to be attended by more than tourists very soon.
A 5,000-mile-long, 300-mile-wide seaweed blob in the Atlantic is heading for the Sunshine State.
We could see some areas on the east coast of Florida where, even if there are beach closures, you perhaps would not want to swim in all that sargassum, if you could even get to the water.
Florida Atlantic University professor Brian LaPointe says a lot of the muck has already washed ashore in the Keys and Fort Lauderdale beaches. Some could even make its way into the Gulf of Mexico. So what's causing it?
We think that the nutrient availability in the tropical Atlantic has increased.
I'm John Schaefer.
A new study highlights how well San Diego police are following the city's so-called progressive enforcement model when it comes to dealing with homelessness. San Diego State University professor Megan Welsh Carroll.
There is not the offering of services that happens, that the San Diego Police Department says happens. The folks we interviewed, that does not hold water.
Carroll says some officers are being hostile towards the homeless.
The folks that we spoke with shared a lot of, quite frankly, overtly racist and homophobic slurs that police will use.
Japan and South Korea agreed on steps toward resolving a trade dispute that has been a strain in their relationship. Leaders of the two nations are meeting today in Tokyo for a highly anticipated summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.